One of my favorite authors and thinkers is Joel Barker. And this podcast is inspired by some of the things that I read from him while I was in graduate school. So I entitled this podcast, Why U.S. Diversity May Save Us in the End. Now, the fear of change, the fear that that we tend to have, fear of anything changing, the uncertainty, the fear of that change is often accompanied by the fear of diverse elements being introduced into what's normal, into the status quo, the things that we feel that we can control. So we can see this in the recent political debates that are concerning the economy, the debt ceiling limits, labor unions, housing market, climate change, immigration, just to name a few. Joel Barker points to nature as the prime example for fostering diversity. He also points out that highly diverse ecosystems have five key characteristics. The first is that they are better equipped to handle and recover from large-scale shock. Right now, we are in the middle of what meteorologists are referring to as a storm of epic proportions, a historic event that they've never seen this type of weather pattern before. And I'm referring to Hurricane Sandy, that's, I believe, has now made landfall. Number two, they utilize resources more efficiently. Number three, they have a higher tolerance to disease and predators. Number four, they produce more. And number five, they're more stable and predictable over wide variations of change. If you think about the United States, we are a very diverse culture, a very diverse people. We have every race, nationality, ethnicity living in this country. We are a country that is built on immigration. I believe that our diverse beliefs and backgrounds are the things that are going to allow us to move forward and be very successful in the future. It may not look the same as it does today, but I do believe that that is one of the things that we have going for us. But the question we must ask ourselves, how does this organic model of diversity, something that we look to in nature, how does that organic model of diversity and the adaptability of that model play out in today's society? Because change is often initiated by crisis, it's highly plausible that the diversity, the ethnic and ideological diversity in our country may just be the very thing that saves our society from complete collapse. I'm Jared Nichols. Those are my thoughts for today. You can find more resources like this on our website at thejarednicholsgroup.com.